بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السيد الرئيس السيدات والسادة.
On behalf of God the Merciful the Compassionate, Madam President, may God be with you. The National Office for Demining seeks to restore peace and reduce the effects on the economy and the environment that comes with the ERW. Despite limited resources, Jordan continues to work resolutely to support the victims. The High Council for People with Disabilities seek to oversee the work of all those involved with providing support to persons with disabilities. Jordan has successfully adopted a new approach in the area of coordination. We have been able to adopt a new approach based on the participation, accountability, and transparency. We have been working on two pillars. The first, look in national strategies and policies for persons with disabilities. And secondly, the program for victims' assistance from landmines and ERWs in step with the Maputo Plan of Action and the Convention. In 2018, four national plans were drafted in the area of education for all, accessibility, and autonomy. And the awareness raising as well. These were launched, will be launched next week on the International Day for Persons with Disabilities. As regards accessibility, we have a modified law that was launched over the past 3 years. This covers three pilot areas, including Amman, and tourist areas in Petra and others. This was done together with the Ministry of Tourism, Public Works, the government, and other territorial areas. In the case of education for all, 75 institutions, or rather teachers, will be trained over 3 years thanks to management structural training on the local basis. They'll be looking at structure and the school environment. The Ministry of Social Development will tack on the other aspects of the programs that we've developed. Some of these programs are already being implemented, the goal being to find alternatives to institutionalization. Diagnoses are underway, undertaken by the Health Ministry. There's a diagnostic center that will be certified to include legal training and specialized training. This will be offered before the end of 2019. Campaigns through social media have been launched. Films have been produced on the issue of accessibility, rapid intervention, and the right to autonomy for these individuals, including access to the tourism sector. This all in step with the new law. A new committee has been put together to receive complaints. We have also published guides in step with the new law. In 2018, we began to modernize our database, our national database on victims, the goal being to provide direct assistance. Insurance cards, health insurance cards, were made available to these individuals. In 2018, we were able to provide prosthetics, particularly to the youth, as the primary beneficiaries. We have also facilitated access to the Umra. We also provided material assistance and food support as well to victims. Prince Al-Arad has led as well visits for the wounded, to visit the wounded. 80 individuals suffering wounds have been visited by the prince. We continue to work within the program to provide economic opportunities. We have offered loans for some many thousands of dollars. The amount of those who have accessed this is totaling now 111. There is urgent need to improve the healthcare facilities and to improve training. There is an increased demand. This includes the effects of the needs from our Syrian neighbors. Efforts have been deployed to assure significant budget increases that we will use to tackle the challenges that lie ahead. I thank you for your kind attention, and thank you also for continuing to provide technical assistance that we need to live up to our convention obligations.